This episode of Down Under Debrief was recorded on sacred Quandamooka country. Hello and welcome back to Down Under Debrief. It is now week 3. We are going to be interviewing the most recently eliminated queen from the Snatch Game episode. If you haven't watched it already, please make sure you do so before we debrief on Wednesday. But otherwise, Kana Ford joins us now. Hi, Kana.
Mabuhay, how are you?
Look, we are caffeinated and just so thrilled to speak to you, but also a little saddened to speak to you today.
I'm not caffeinated, but I'm very pleased to talk with you too. And as well, I'm sad to be here, but that's just the name of the game, I guess.
I guess so. It always hurts seeing people that you really start to grow to love get ripped away from you. It's how I felt with Olivia last week and now how I feel with you. Because once you see someone dressed as a Demogorgon, you just can't stop being infatuated with them.
Speaking of Demogorgon, they're right there.
Oh, my God, yes, I can see it. Oh, that looks beautiful. Look at this.
I'm surprised you haven't turned it into some sort of bedside lamp at this stage.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I didn't throw away and burn it myself. But after a lot of processing my trauma, I'm glad that I kept it and that it turned out to be such a camp and iconic moment. So, yeah.
It really was iconic. And what a cultural moment.
Yes, I know. That's what I want to do, show off my culture.
Look, you had 3 episodes of Drag Race Down Under, and I would say easily one of the most memorable moments from the get-go. You really put your foot down and said, you know what? This is going to be about me this episode. I am going to be a demon top. I'm going to tell this story. I'm going to be vulnerable. And I think that's why I loved you so much, is you're not afraid to just put yourself out there and show the world who Kana Ford really is.
Yeah. I'm glad I get to share the things that I did on TV. Like, not only the Demon Top story, but being able to share, like, the whole toxic gay moment with the gay scene in Sydney. But, yeah, hopefully someone sees it and can resonate with that.
And it might give someone a moment to realise their own behaviour wasn't acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. That too.
Definitely. Now, I wanted to ask, in your package that we didn't get to see all of, was there a Filipino cultural moment in one of your looks?
The Queen of Dessert was actually a bit of a homage to being Filipino, because it's a Filipino dessert. It's called chakoy, which is like a dessert that my grandma would make for me like every weekend that I used to visit her. So it was an homage to her. And yeah, I'm glad I got to show some of my culture through there. But there was another outfit that I had, which was much more of a Filipino essence, which I unfortunately didn't get to show off. The outfit was like an homage to the pre-colonial Filipino warrior, which is, to give you a bit of a history lesson.
Yes, please.
So before the Philippines was invaded by the Spaniards, all the tribes had like a leader, and a leader would usually be a healer woman. And so like these women would pretty much be the leaders of the tribe. And because of the Spaniards coming into Philippines and bringing the Catholic or Christian religion, they named these women's witched, and so they were cast off. And so basically I just wanted to pay homage to the warrior women who used to lead the tribes before it was invaded by the Spaniards and colonized.
I love that story.
I've seen the photos you've already put up of your runways, which we did get to see on the season. Hopefully you've shot some photos for this look as well and the rest of your package.
That's definitely one that I'm excited to show once we're allowed to. Oh.
How delightful. Well, there were so many iconic Kana Ford moments, and I think one of them, although we unfortunately said goodbye to you, was a 3-way lip sync, which does not happen very often on Drag Race, let alone Down Under. That's never happened before. What was going through your head, realizing you're not only lip syncing against one person, but two?
Yeah, a lot of things were going through my head at that moment. I didn't expect it to be a 3-way lip sync. I thought I was just that smidge safer than the other two to be saved. But then obviously when they said it was a 3-way lip sync, I was like kind of gagged a bit. And especially Lady Hawk's My Delirium is like an incredible song, but it's not a song that I was familiar with before I had to learn it for the lip sync. So having to perform this song in this style that I don't usually do, having to think about the spacing with three queens, and like obviously me being a dancer, I wanted to like show off all my tricks and all my dancing moves. So just being aware of like who was around me, it was like that was running through my head. But yeah, it was just a bit crazy and insane, I think.
Well, look, when you're doing good girl pussy pounding, you've got to be certain of your workplace health and safety.
Exactly. You're not wrong.
Yes, especially when you got Max doing cartwheels on this side, about 30 centimetres away from a heel flying through the air. God. I went, drag is not a contact sport. Oh, no.
Exactly. Thankfully. Yeah, it was all good.
Yes, it was. Now, we always like to ask, who are some other Sydney queens who you would like the world to know about?
Oh, my goodness. There are heaps of Sydney queens. There are more people from Coco and Vibes House who I think are so talented. I don't know if you ever heard of Ivy League. She's done most of Vibes' wigs, but she's an incredible personality and incredible performer as well. Another person who is incredible is Sia Tequila. I'm not sure if you've heard of her.
Yeah.
So she's like another dancing diva in Sydney who can like perform the house down. I have a few others, like my drag sister Logan the drag queen is another dancing diva who I think is incredible. Yeah. There's just plenty. There's so many drag queens in Sydney who I think are incredible that can make it on the show. It just like depends like who they want for the cast, I guess.
Yeah, well, not necessarily for a future season, just to give them a respectful shout out.
Yeah, 100%.
We've gotten like just such a little taste of Sydney drag on this show, and hopefully people listening to this can go and find out who the contestants' local girls are, who their sisters are, who their drag houses are, because I mean, we're from Brisbane, but we've been down to Sydney. We've seen how rich the culture is in Sydney drag. And I think you and your other Sydney sisters are such a beautiful showcase of that. The three of you are so strong. And I loved that even though everyone was sort of doing their own thing and working their own way, I still kind of felt that bond between the three of you and just showcasing what you want to do, killing it as well as you did, and getting to show the world who you really are. I thought it was just beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't know much of Nikita beforehand, but me and Vibe knew each other before. And so, like, I was glad that I got to do the show with her because we have a relationship before going on to the show. So it was definitely good to share it with her.
And how is that when you walk into the room and you see someone you really know?
I'm glad that I knew that I would have someone to confide in if I had any problems. But I didn't only really have that with Vibe. I had that with Max as well. Like me and Max, even though we're from different states, we were friends beforehand and we've worked with each other. So I think having her on the season, she was definitely a rock for me.
Fantastic.
That is lovely.
And I've got to ask, that Grace Jones look, tell me about it. I want to know everything about it. It was so fabulous.
Oh, thank you. This was like a look that I was worried to show on the runway. Obviously, it being like a 2-in-1, and especially with my look, there was so many parts to it that I had to do to make it do its full moment. I was scared to show that one, but I'm glad that on the runway, it didn't fuck up or anything. But yeah, the designer that I asked to make this was a designer on Bryn Costume in Melbourne. And I was scared to ask him because he's from a different state. It's like with the time constraint that we had, I was so worried with like getting it on time and having to like make sure that it worked because I didn't get to do like another fitting. Like what he sends to me is what he sends to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that it fits. And even the night before the runway, I was in my hotel room practicing for a couple hours, making sure that everything made right. And so I'm glad that I got to have that moment the day before to practice the look. But yeah, I'm glad that it turned out and the way it looks. So not complaining.
No, I thought it was brilliant. And Grace Jones is just such an icon of culture within herself. Great job.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we really, really are so sad to see you go, but I think we're so excited that we get to see you perform sometime soon. We'll have you up here in March with World of Wonder for the Season 4 tour, and hopefully maybe sooner than that for a little feature on a Brisbane stage sometime soon. Fingers crossed.
I think I'll be coming up to Brisbane soon, so I'll definitely be sharing that once all of it's confirmed.
We'll see. Kana, thank you so much for coming on Down Under Debrief. Congratulations on making it onto season 4 and showcasing yourself to the world and your Demogorgon head, because that will live on for years, I think. And you've done really well to cement yourself in the history of Drag Race Down Under.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you. Pleasure to talk to you, boys.
You can, of course, follow Kana on the socials, and please go and check out her merch, including the exclusive enamel pin. Make sure to follow us on the socials at Down Under Debrief Pod, and we'll see you on Wednesday for a debrief. We'll be right back.